Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Life, Luke 13, 18 to 21. Life in abundance. 1. A small grain. That is what we Christians are in this society. Look at 12 crazy men who deeply loved Jesus did. They took the gospel to unknown places. Look what the madman of Assisi did to convert the church from within. It is absurd to think of evangelizing, especially when the job is so great, for just a few to carry it out. But history reminds us that it can be done. We are few, weak, tiny sinners without experience. But it is here that God's grace is manifested. In our weakness, the work of God can be seen. We just need to have a willing and praying heart. With God and our simple faith, we can achieve the impossible. 2. The birds in the sky. So many people can shelter in a church that is alive and present. There are many good-hearted people who do not yet know the love of God and need to take refuge from a world that lashes out and hurts people. Today, God reminds us that we must welcome many innocent and beaten people who are in need of feeling loved and wanted. We have to be that home where one feels good, alive, cheerful, and authentic. You and I have the mission of being that church family and not a church company. 3. The dough. We do not live in a truly Christian society. There are many who do not know God, nor the sacraments, or even that God can do in their lives. Many Christians receive the sacraments without knowing what they are or what they mean in their lives. We cannot take anything for granted. We have been called to evangelize our society. Many people do not know who Jesus is and see the church only as an organization where there are priests and there is a pope. It is important to ask ourselves how much we know about our religion. Could we say 5 fundamental things of the Catholic religion? We must never cease to further our knowledge and deepen our love for Jesus Christ. Let us keep on evangelizing, taking Jesus to people for them to have life in abundance. Always remember that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.